together with his new servants, he hurried for home. Only as he set off, he turned back to the landowner once more and asked him, "And how shall I call them?"
"Call them Splinter and Bark," answered the old landowner.
The new servants started to work for the farmer. From morning till night they slaved in the fields and in the house, and everything flourished in their hands. However, they never said a word about food and drink. Only in hot weather their arms and legs somehow started scratching. The farmer doused them with water from the well, and then they kept on working as before. While the servants were working, the farmer was growing rich. Every year his fortune increased by another pouch of gold, and when 7 years had passed, he had 7 pouches in his chamber. It was time to settle up with the old landowner. But the farmer was sorry to give away so much money. "It's no joke giving him a full pouch of gold out of the blue." "That's impossible," he contemplated. He thought hard, racked his brains, and in the end he hit upon it. He filled a pouch with smashed chips of glass, and at the appointed time he took it to the fork in the forest. "Everything will turn out well."